And time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, there are so many things to be proud of as an Omahan. Mm. And I think one of those, when I think about food, is our connection to the Reuben sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, I'm guessing you know some of the history of the Reuben.
I will defend that story. Yes, of course,
me too.
Blackstone Hotel.
Correct. In the 1920s, there was an Omaha grocer by the name of Reuben Kolakowski. He was from Lithuania. And he played in the weekly poker game with the hotel owner, Charles Schimmel. One night, he made a sandwich as a snack for the players that was to become then known as the Reuben sandwich, and Schimmel loved it, and he added it to the Blackstone Hotel's coffee shop menu. It went nationwide, and then in 1965, so many years later, Fern Snyder, who was a former employee of the Blackstone, submitted the recipe to a national sandwich competition sponsored by the National Restaurant Association, and it won first prize.
I did not know that. Wow.
So there it was. You know, there's some other dumb theory that some guy in New York City named Knapp.
Nope.
That's nonsense as far as I'm concerned. Of course, the traditional ingredients include corned beef, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian or Thousand Island dressing on rye bread. Now, do you have a preference in dressings, Russian versus Thousand Island?
Yes.
Do tell.
No, yes, both.
Oh, so
either.
You like both.
I will not. Look, if I have a Reuben and one of the, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They're both delicious.
Just
but
for point
do
of
you?
Oh, I don't. Well, I like Russian. It's a little tangier because it usually contains horseradish, and Thousand Island's usually a little sweeter. It has
you're right.
sweet relish.
Good point.
So my very unscientific research the last week determined that half of all Omaha restaurants carry some form of a Reuben on their menu. So again, unscientific.
Yeah.
But that was fun research, let me tell you. But there are lots of places doing little twists on the Reuben that I think is worth mentioning. Of course, the Blackstone Hotel, of course, now the Committee Chop House, has a Reuben that's enormous, delicious, and a great homage to the starting of this particular dish. Some of the other traditionals, Louis M's does a phenomenal one, Block 16, Dundee Dell has been doing Reubens bout since they opened. They've been around since the 30s as well. They use braised brisket in theirs. Try saying that fast three times. Goldberg's does a traditional, and then they also do what they call a Montana Reuben, which is oven roasted turkey, creamy coleslaw, and Swiss cheese on rye bread. Now, I made some of these for some friends a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, this is going to be a little odd, and it was phenomenal.
Delicious.
So that's worth checking out. I know you like the Drover. They use prime rib in their Reuben. Wilson and Washburn makes a traditional Reuben, but they use a beet horseradish sauce, which is really tangy
also
and fun.
Really good. Yep.
Lemon Tree Cafe and Brazenhead both use Gruyere cheese, very, very melty. So that really holds the sandwich together. And the Crescent Moon, which is also known for their Reuben, has a Reuben Fest every November. And they get 600 folks in a day to check out their Reuben specials, their Reuben concoctions. They do Reuben egg rolls, Reuben soup, specials all week. Something to look forward to next fall. And then when I went around town and looked at menus, you can get a hot Reuben dip, a Reuben roll-up, a Reuben burrito, calzone, pizza, taco. How about Reuben nachos?
Reuben nachos?
Yes.
I've not seen it.
I'm going out to
wouldn't
try them.
Look, I'll try them.
And if you remember Tommy Colina, which used to be at like 36th and Farnham.
Oh, yeah.
They did a Reuben omelet.
Oh, yeah, they sure did.
And I use that as an inspiration for a Reuben overnight egg casserole. If you ever make those for brunches.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that you can just put in the oven. In fact, you know what? I'm going to put that recipe up on our blog.
I got a quick question for you. So back to the question about dressings, Russian or Thousand, do you have a general sense of which dressing most? I know some of these are just way off the, you know.
Most of them are Thousand Island, but the folks that are really doing the traditional Russian dressing will advertise that in the menu because it's a little unusual.
Yeah.
Now, right now, going on is the Great Reuben Debate in Blackstone. It's an event the 11th through the 25th of this month. There are 11 different locations within Blackstone creating all kinds of Reuben dishes, Reuben fries, tostada. There's a Reuben corn dog. And you can vote on your favorite dish as part of go to blackstonedistrict.com or visit omaha.com as well.
And pierogi.
Oh, a Reuben pierogi.
Reuben pierogi.
You know what, Jeff? Let's go out and have that because January, as you know, is slow time for restaurants. Let's get out there and spend some money.
Sounds good.
Ready?
Let's do it. All right. Okay. I'll see you there after the show.
Thanks.
Diane Watson, Dish Omaha. Thanks so very much.